This is Dr. Bill Deagle. It is a little late. It's 7:15 p.m. Pacific time on the Wednesday the 25th, and I'm probably only go about 20 minutes or so, but I'm going to do a summary. You want to go back to the details and watch my videos in the First Line Defense Kit. We, of course, have attached now. My son's acquired a new hazmat suit, too, below 5'8", and from 5'8" to 6'2". The core products in the main core kit are Neutrodyne, plasma monatomic iodine, NIOSH masks, NA5, neutral silver, not like any other colloidal silver. This is monatomic silver with liposomes. Neutral defense that literally will kill all the viruses by stripping off the capsule of the virus and any pathogenic bacteria. Defense wipes that kills all bacteria and viruses on topicals, as long as you keep it moist. Power C Plus to stop the cytokine storm and to prevent, with alkalinity, the viral replication. The additional items include Nutrimune 26Y to take all pathogens, Allicin Med to kill all pathogens, and half the price of the Alamed from Germany and 200 milligrams, from Britain and 200 milligrams more. Our source is Germany. Cell Defense Plus Curcumin is 800% more absorbed than anywhere else, and we have a new Cell Defense Curcu Gold we have, and coming soon, we have also, will arrive here, there are eye goggles, but we also have hazmat suits, head-to-toe protection, so those will be available shortly. I want to go right directly to the articles here. I got a couple that I'm going to just mention very briefly because I put them in other places. This is an interesting article here, Two Birds, One Flu, Coronavirus Weaponized Against China and the American Dissidents. And you got to understand that they did a simulation here, Act 201, not that long ago, and there's previous acts going right back. The police contagion, U.S. plan to use bioweapons, and of course, you think this is all an accident, you're not paying attention here. Next article is a spike glycoprotein. Again, we went over the two main articles. In Australia, they had an animal-based HIV weaponized SARS. They created a new chimeric combination of that at the Boyle Cell 4 facility in Wuhan with scientists. We didn't have to steal it. We actually sold it to the buggers, to the Chinese. And we collaborated with the National Institute of Health, National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, the Fatal Drugs Allowed People, the World Health Organization. All these monsters were involved with this. And we had the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill, gave them these quote weaponized supervirus to make it much more effective. So they combined these two components, HIV, SARS, and this weaponized super infective SARS glycoprotein. And guess what? You got COVID-19, the killer of nations, okay? So if you think we're making this up, we're not. Okay, and I'm going to go to the article here. This lady is very brilliant. She knows something she's a little bit wrong with. She thinks HIV is just caused by harmonic resonant frequency. It's not. So let's go and hear what she has to say. And
well, hello, YouTube family. It is me, Missina Ashley. Today I'm coming from outside beautiful mountains of Southern California world not too long ago. I'm going to call him.
So you can see China CH, World Health Org, United Nations, David Rockefeller. Yeah, these guys are all
David Rocker. How about that? These are functional. FIVEG. Here you can see the announcement from a Chinese website.
Now, 5G, by the way, what it does is 60 kilohertz robs oxygen molecules. It causes a form of harmonic resonant hypoxia, which would make people's immune system fail and cause hypoxia. People who are previous smokers or lethality of any virus affecting the lungs will get worse. So 5G is very bad. 50 kilohertz actually releases the weaponized virus, Epstein-Barr virus, which is found in pretty well every cancer. 2.4 gigahertz is actually used for microwaves and your baby monitors. It's a frequency heat things because it actually transfers energy really efficiently to water. That's how nuts this is. This is bioharmonics.
Right. All the way back from 2008.
Let's go back here. Oh.
So if I go to the link and copy it, and then if I go to Facebook to share it.
It won't allow you to share, yeah, so we're not going to get into that.
Yep, look at your screen, guys. It went live.
It went live, by the way, just before they released the super virus, which, by the way, I know that Professor Boyle thinks it's an accident. I think it's a little too damn accidental. Perfect timing for the New World Order to slay Chinese, bring the New World Order after they collapse the first layer of joining the World Trade Organization. 10 zones to give the power to the beast for 1 hour. Zone 3 was weaponized by Jared Kushner and signed up over Christmas. That's Zone 3, Canada, United States, Mexico, that replaces NAFTA. Now we have China, so there's only 8 more zones, and literally 80% of the world economy has already collapsed into this new world order by Donald Trump over Christmas. Duh. This is all happening. Who builds 5G base stations to help fight coronavirus? They already had these built beforehand.
Did you hear that they donated the...
That's good, yeah.
And complete halt to the FIVEG rollout due to its having been proven, quote...
I get a kick out of her. She's like, F-I-G-E. 5G. She spelled it F-I-G-E. F-I-V-E-G. Pretty funny. By the way, what you have here is you have the electronic company Raytheon. And now Raytheon's a really bad company. They're one of the New World Order companies with direct energy weapons. These are the ones that kill NSA agents. If they do anything, they get them with a DO weapon from Raytheon.
Frequency, so we the people. Having the benefits of 60 gigahertz. They openly admit.
So if you look at 60 gigahertz, it actually drops oxygen from your body. So 60 gigahertz, we know 2.4 gigahertz heats things like microwaves and your baby monitor connects it. 50 gigahertz releases the Epstein-Barr virus. 60 gigahertz makes you hypoxic. Duh. Not a good idea. That's why people are falling over in China. 60 gigahertz plus SARS coronavirus.
Admit that 60 gigahertz.
I can certainly follow up with you, Senator. To my knowledge, there's no active studies being backed by industry today.
Yeah, in other words, the industry is getting away with murder and don't give a crap about it, okay? Now, these are cruise lines here, and you got to understand, they put in these stupid medallions.
What are those quarantine cruise ships?
My wife took one of these cruises last year with my son's new girlfriend's family, and they had these stupid medallions. She felt awful on the whole cruise line. We used to go with Princess Cruise Lines for like 20 years or so. Many, many cruises. We'll never do another cruise with these buggers again. It's nuts. It's like being inside the Matrix, and they're like giant incubators. They're not safe at all.
They weren't even in the city of WH.
So you gotta understand.
Bill, you can hear me. I'm here.
Yeah, I'm in the process of just finishing off a video. I'll be out in a minute.
Okay, I brought you some stuff that we got, and I also am going to throw on the salmon.
Sounds good. I'll see you in about 10 minutes or so. Yeah. Okay, let's go down here and look at some more of this stuff here. So you got to understand, this is the satellite signal.
Cheating speed. Well, according to the SCS website, there are some Navy ships that can do this. Powered by our O3B fleet of MEO.
They've got two different types of satellites here that will actually connect to there. It's craziness.
Or medium Earth orbit satellites. Yet.
Yeah, nice, eh? Yep. So you can be doing all kinds of stuff on the ship, talking with your friends in the middle of freaking nowhere.
Lights for MEO that are positioned 8,000 kilometers away. There are 20 MEO satellites surrounding the equator that see our medallion-class ships, which aligns with destinations like London and Vancouver, and which corresponds to approximately 80% of Earth's surface. Geo satellites actually still reign supreme when enabling connectivity in the polar regions. This is because.
So the NEO is our equator, and the geo are up further north. You follow that? So it's not one of these guys, they're already getting hypoxia from the stuff inside there. Now, this is something else that's going on in China.
This antenna that was 5 times the size of New York City. Do you remember that? Said, this experimental radio antenna is rumored to have taken 13 years to finish, and although its official purpose was, quote, to detect earthquakes and minerals, others speculate it would be used to communicate with submarines. While the article states the exact site of the facility is not being disclosed, but information in Chinese research journal.
Yes, you gotta understand this, what's going on here. Let's go move further on here to some important stuff. Okay.
Now that pneumonia causes your lungs to do one basic thing, fill with fluid, fill with phlegm, yummy. almost every 101 tutorial on pneumonia says the same thing. The main problems with pneumonia are the lack of oxygen as a result of phlegm. And
you follow that? Mucus bronchorrhea.
Them come home? The people in that cruise ship can't leave. Nor can they leave the 60 gigahertz frequencies that are still beaming them.
We're
working
very closely with China and other countries.
So Trump is totally ignorant. He's like a game show running the presidency. He needs to friggin' listen. He's an idiot. Like all the idiots running our government, and the people are just plain evil. Let's go back here and with this little...
It's me wondering now if all of them aren't created for decades now. Because again, they're more like a set of commands. Kind of like a bad robot trying to get his RNA where it ought not be.
That's what a virus is. It's like a little DNA bus. Alright, let's go down here and look at some other stuff here.
That I'll put up a link to on my Patreon page, and I will have it backed up on a site that I'm now almost all the way uploaded called Bright Platform. I just had to add this. Mr. Gates' constant reiterating of the benefit of these shots being able to reduce the number of humans in the world may seem completely bizarre, unless you also happen to read section 13 on the insert of almost every inoculation created, which requires that they admit that not only have they not been tested for the ability to cause the big C, that rhymes with answer, but also have not been tested for genetic mutation or the ability to, quote, impair fertility.
In other words, it causes cancer and causes sterility. Duh. Let's go down here and look at the next thing here. I'm going to just jump over a lot of this. Okay, she's got a little thing here. See that? It says, Mickey Gallagher, these are things that get you licensed off of YouTube. 9/11 Truth, I got threatened back on January 9th with Barbara Honegger about being threatened to have my YouTube channel taken down. Vaccines, you have to support vaccines because these son of bitches want to force vaccine to everybody. They have a vaccine for me and my family. I have one for them, but it contains lead or toxic scalar radiation. And pro-gun, if you want to self-defense, let me tell you, you're not a nice person to the New World Order.
Now, you can get demonetized for talking about these.
I got demonetized today, by the way. Thank you. Demonetization's a good thing. It's like getting really having the devil driven out of your... having a kind of a geopolitical informational exorcism. Okay. These guys are sitting around here in this meeting. I want to put this on for a second. This is almost funny.
On a global approach and also on a local approach.
Thank you. Yes, I agree. And I wanted to speak to the point about having the honest broken. I think in this regard, the United Nations fits the bill.
Yeah, United Nations fits the bill. They're one of the, the UN. It's like, oh my God, these monsters are actually... This is Operation 201 they did a few years ago. Planning all this bugger stuff, okay? All right.
Through PayPal, I'm trying to find an alternative to that, but also rip apart and destroy the only natural part of my city, which is beautiful, which has a beautiful lake surrounded by wildlife.
Okay, so I think you said a lot of good things. I want to summarize here. Basically, you need to get my first line of defense kit. The first thing I tell people, number one, get into a personal collection of silver and gold, get carrot bars, get away from Bitcoin, get away from any big city anywhere. Be 7 to 10 miles in from the coast anywhere, and be at least 1,000 feet. Have food, water, and get your neighbors prepped up, growing food and prepping. Have grains, canned goods, and long-term food storage like Legacy Foods. Have personal protection guns and bullet-making machines. Have non-lethal technologies and lethal, which I'm going to present on my site, so you can build all kinds of stuff that's a lot more dangerous and a lot more non-dangerous, like non-lethal than guns. And have lots of zip ties to zip people up once you knock them down. Be prepared to resist any attempt to either take you out to civil detention or first vaccinate you. Make sure they realize they have a vaccine for you, you have one for them, but it contains lead. How's that? And if you don't understand that this is really happening right now, and the economy is about to crash and burn and about to do it, believe me, you're not paying attention. Thank you for listening. Take care. Take care and take action. We'll be back tomorrow next week on Monday. We're now the first 3 hours going to be doing work with Genesis Network.